Roman Catholicism. Our last question is, do you think Roman Catholicism can win America? In answering this question, I can only give you my conviction based on my own understanding of Christian Science. Definitely and emphatically, I do not think that Roman Catholicism can win America. America, as well as every other nation, is an infinite divine idea in an infinite divine mind, and is, at this very instant and forevermore, under mind's divine government only. The general belief is that Roman Catholicism is a power, or is not a power, depending entirely upon the personal will of the people. Christian Science teaches us that, quote, all power belongs to God, close quote. In Daniel we read, quote, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand, close quote. Roman Catholicism and Christian Science are two different modes of thought. One is real and the other is unreal. And yet, there seems to be contention between these two modes of thought as to which shall have supremacy. How is this when the one mode of thought is infinite, all, and the other mode of thought is entirely supposititious? Roman Catholicism has its foundation in the belief that there is another power besides God, an evil power, and that God is not all in all. And our textbook tells us, quote, this belief tends to support two opposite powers instead of urging the claims of truth alone, close quote. Quote, Christian Science brings to light truth and its supremacy, universal harmony, the entireness of God good, and the nothingness of evil. Close quote. Let us differentiate more explicitly between these two modes of thought. The basic thought of Catholicism is that God is spirit, but that man is separate from God, and is material, mortal, and personal. Catholicism considers a man a sinner, and believes that he must be saved. The basic thought of Christian Science is that God is mind or spirit, and that man, being inseparable from mind or spirit, is spiritual and immortal, that man is not personal, but individual, and being God's image and likeness is already saved. In belief, Roman Catholicism stands for a personal sense of man and things. But in fact, Catholicism is impersonal. That is, it does not originate in and of a person, and since it does not originate in and of a person, it is the impersonal evil of mortal mind. Christian Science is also impersonal. It does not originate in and of a person, and since it does not originate in and of a person, it is the impersonal truth of divine mind. Catholicism is impersonal error, while Christian Science is impersonal truth. Basically, Catholicism is the carnal mind, and basically, Christian Science is the divine mind. It is easy for us to differentiate in our thinking as to whether or not our individual thought is Catholicism, a personal and mortal sense of man and things. It is easy for us to differentiate in our thinking as to whether or not our individual thought is Catholicism, a personal and mortal sense of man and things. The question for each one of us to decide is, am I a mode of thought that believes that man is a person separate from God, with a mind and life of his own? Or am I a mode of mind that knows God and man as one inseparable being? The whole great farce of evil rests upon personality, rests upon the belief that man is personal instead of individual. It does seem that error is always connected with some person or with a group of persons. Then, what should be our attitude of thought towards the apparent unscientific methods, the seeming ignorance, and the organized evils in the world today? I shall quote from Mrs. Eddy's Divinity Course. She said, quote, "Jesus read the minds of his students. He saw their sins, but did not believe that sin was their mind. Sin is never mind. Jesus understood that their mind was God present, and this did the healing." Close quote. All unscientific methods, ignorance, and organized evils are never of divine mind. They are lies. And when these lies confront us, no matter how well organized they may be, we should clearly understand, as our textbook teaches, that, quote, "the greatest wrong is but a supposititious opposite of the highest right." Close quote. We need to remember what our leader says about evil in unity of good. Quote, "So evil and all its forms are inverted good. God never made them, but the lie must say he made them, or it would not be evil." Close quote. Since God is all in all, then any appearance of evil is good, even though this good is misapprehended by us or is seen as inverted good. There is only one way to handle the belief of Catholicism, or the personal sense of man and things, and this one way is to handle it as not coming from or originating in a person, but as the lie of mortal mind, therefore nobody and nothing. We handle the claims of Catholicism, or the personal sense of man and things, as a mental opposition to the impersonal truth in our consciousness, or as the mental malpractice that seems to be taking place as our thinking. It seems that we are conscious of persons, and conscious of them as expressing greed, domination, and dishonesty. All such suggestions are to be rejected and made nothing of, at the point of our own belief in them. At no other point do we have actual contact with the claims of Catholicism or personal sense. When the suggestion comes to us that there is power and activity in some personality or group of personalities, we should reject this suggestion with the understanding that all power belongs to God, and that all action is the action of the one infinite life, and that man's power and activity is by reflection only. Thoughts of malice and hate have no mind or life or motivating power by which to reach us or reach any destination. Since they are not of God or mind, they do not exist at all. As Christian Scientists, we do not contend or treat against evil minds or evil personalities, but we do contend and treat against the aggressive suggestions of mortal mind that would make us believe that there are evil minds or evil personalities. When we work to prevent some person from thinking or acting evilly, this is personalizing evil, and it is this personalizing of evil that makes us fear persons. When we clearly understand the illusory character of Catholicism or personal sense, it is impossible to ascribe to it action or power, and it is impossible to fear it. When the belief of evil minds or evil personalities presents itself to our consciousness, we protect ourselves by seeing to it that our own thinking reflects the divine mind. And in this light of divine mind, we understand that all claims of Catholicism or personal sense are powerless. We, as Christian Scientists, should be so busy with the understanding of God's allness that the seeming picturizations of evil presented to our thought as personalities are as powerless to act as is the picturization of the mythical horizon or the seeming converged railroad tracks. These images or personalities come to us for life, and we give them all the life they have. Our work is to see man in God's image and likeness, and to be individual man. Since God is changeless divine mind, our mind, then this one and only mind cannot operate in a sense of reversal. Neither can this one and only mind oppose the eternal truth which it itself is being. Neither can this one and only mind mentally and consciously contradict itself or deny itself. Through this understanding of the one changeless mind, our mind, we prove there is no evil, no personalities, no personal sense, no Roman Catholicism. We might as well be dismayed were we to accept personal sense testimony when it comes to world conditions at the present time. And today, we as Christian Scientists are being called upon to measure our faith in God, the Supreme Being. And we are being compelled to examine ourselves and to prove our innermost conviction that power belongs to God. The question that Moses put to the Israelites was, quote, "If thou shalt say in thine heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them?" Close quote. In order to merit God's protection and deliverance, we must fulfill a definite requirement, namely to recognize and acknowledge God's or mind's almightiness, whereby we overcome our fear of persons. The false sense that a person is more powerful than God, the one mind, is one of the subtle suggestions of mortal mind. To which do we ascribe power? To personality or to God? Between man's sense of personality and his true individuality, there wages a warfare that will eventually end in man's discovery of himself and of all things as individuality of all men and things. the true individuality of all men and things, even the true individuality of America, is essential to mind's expression. America, being mind's expression, is already safe and secure from evil's lying concept of being. Mrs. Eddy tells us in Miscellany, "He who is overturning will overturn until he whose right it is shall reign." Close quote. We read from our textbook that, quote, "Christian Science brings to light truth and its supremacy, universal harmony, the entireness of God, good, and the nothingness of evil." Close quote. Again, we read, quote, "Christ, God's idea, will eventually rule all nations and peoples, imperatively, absolutely, finally, with divine science." Close quote. That is the end of part 3 of the address.